know what you're trying to get there. I want to tell you something really funny. I was getting gasoline at the service station one day, and I made mention of the fact that there's signs over the doors that said wash and different things. The S was gone, and I just made a comment about it. And he said, yes, and said, you know, They left a letter out of that. Said that should be washed.
Washed.
He honestly thought it should have been washed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's of course with you. You can see what all these. You know what all these things are. The ones that are for pronunciation.
I'm trying to think of a word that my neighbor uses, that a poke for a sack.
Oh, yeah.
That's one I had never heard.
Mm-hmm.
But she is of German extraction. I don't know where that would have come from.
No,
but
poke is a very old Arkansas. It's a very old Arkansas. I mean,
well, she came from Missouri, you know, and I really don't know why, where she would have picked that up. But
people.
She has more odd. Oh, you wipe up the floor instead of mop the floor.
Yeah, I've heard that. And poke very often.
But she was the first person I'd ever heard, and she was a city girl.
I think that's a lot of there's a big age difference and geographic difference both with who uses like poke, for example. And now, what would you call that cloth or something that you'd use in washing dishes?
Oh, well, I try to say the dishcloth, but I said dish rag when I was growing up.
And what about the thing that they used to dry the dishes?
Cloth.
And
drying cloth, dish cloth. Again, I might say dish cloth.
Mm-hmm. What about the
dish rag, I know.
Yeah. To wash your face with?
Washcloth.
And then to dry yourself off with, you'd use a
bath towel.
Now, on a sink, the thing that the water comes out of is a
spigot.
And that inside the house, you call it in
faucet. You're referring to.
Yeah. Yeah. Outside the house, and you, like it was on the side of a house.
Oh, let's see. Well, a faucet, I suppose.
It would still be a faucet.
Oh dear. You want to turn that off while I'm making all this?
Oh, those look like they're probably like the phone. Well, I guess that's all she wanted was to have her own rock.
I don't know. That just stopped it for the time being.
Yeah. What would you call something shaped like this to pour?
A funnel?
Yeah. And do you remember what people would use to make horses go faster? If they wanted
to. Well, I'd say a whip. I think there's another term, though, that would. Horse whip. Well, that's all I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you call what that lady calls poke, you call it a
sack.
And what about, of course they don't come in this anymore, but I can remember when flour used to come in those, what did you call those things that flour used to come in?
Flour sack.
Flour sack, yeah.
But there is a toe sack.
Yeah, there's a toe sack.
And I can't recall what came in that, but there were toe sacks. Our gunny sack.
Oh, gunny sack?
I never actually knew of anyone referring to what is a gunny sack. Well, I've heard it.
Well, the thing
I guess
I used to call a kind of sack that potatoes came in.
Yeah. Was a what?
Was a toe sack. Was what I always used to call
it. I'm trying to think what burlap bags are. That might have been a toe sack.
Well,
I believe
be
that was the toe sack.
That might be toe sack, that's right. Yeah, a burlap type bag. And, do you ever remember people talking about hauling corn to grist mill? I know they couldn't have done it when you were. But have you ever heard of them talking about a turn, T-U-R-N, a turn of corn?
No.
No. Mm-mm. That's a good generation gap.
Oh, it must be.
You can almost cut it in two just by
a
that word alone.
Corn.
Turn
I've never read.